At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, it's Bo here with another Halo mini TV talk. And episode 3, just watched it. Okay, so a couple of things. For one thing, yes, they are veering off from the source material, especially as it relates to kind of the Cortana chief established relationship. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Honestly, I think it's really good. One of the things that you know from us here at Flash TV Talk is that whenever anything is adapted for television or other media in general, we always give them good license to do that as long as they're kind of true to the core of who the character is and what the character represents. Are there things about this series I would tweak? Absolutely. But overall, I am really, really, really loving it. And you know, one of the great things about me not really being on Twitter or social media anymore is I no longer have the internet telling me what I can and cannot like. I can just kind of like something. And hopefully you're liking the series too. Anyway, all that to say, we got the establishment this episode of Cortana, the creation of her. And as I've been talking about for the last few episodes, you know, Halsey, she basically builds Cortana out of a clone of her brain. And the way in which they showed just the brutality, like the cold, like simple brutality of how they harvested her brain was just incredible and textbook Halsey. I also love the fact, and I did not expect this, that she got a chance to actually talk to her clone. I thought the clone was going to basically be just like there in a pod and they're going to take the brain out. I didn't realize that we were going to get some kind of development, kind of pseudo character development moments there with Halsey talking to herself. It was awesome seeing the clone kind of grappling and just acknowledging like, yeah, I don't feel like a clone. I don't feel like a product. But at the same time, she's mentally aware. She knows why she's been created. And even though she has clearly all the same memories as Halsey, all the same motivation, all the same intelligence, she is literally a, as they say, a flash clone of Halsey. So she knows everything about her. It's like, you know, very much reminds me of the movie The Prestige, right? Like at some point, you don't know if you're the canary or if you're the magician, and that seems to be the case with the Halsey clone. But at the same time, she doesn't resist it. She goes along with it. You can kind of tell that she's scared and that she kind of doesn't want to do it, but she's almost like mentally keeping herself in check because she knows who she is, she knows what she's been created for, and she's dedicated to the Cortana project. All right, let's talk about Cortana here. So same voice actress, great choice. You know, I remember the first time hearing Chief's voice in the series, and it was a little jarring at first. I've gotten used to the actor. I've gotten used to his face. I've gotten used to his mannerisms. I actually think he carries himself so much like Chief that I can almost like mentally visualize the armor around him and everything that he does, which again, kind of makes the argument that perhaps we actually don't need him out of the armor so much. My projection is if this gets a season 2, we'll probably see Chief in the armor a lot more. That's just my guess. I don't know. That just seems to be the broad desire that I'm kind of sensing in myself, I imagine, is probably more universal, and that we want to see Master Chief as Master Chief. And while this actor does a really great job of playing John and a really great job of kind of humanizing the character, I'm not seeing much from his performance that we couldn't also get if he was armored up. So yeah, just putting that out there, I mean, you know, again, I'm fine with it. But Cortana, so they chose to go with the same voice actress, which I think makes a ton of sense. Microsoft has put a ton of let's say, equity into that voice and that brand, the Cortana brand. And so I think they want to maintain that relationship as much as possible, and especially continue to establish that mental connection between Cortana across all media. Now, of course, in this, she's actually full human sized, which we've seen before in the games, but very rarely. I don't mind it. I think it makes a lot of sense. She's able to engage with the rest of the cast a lot more. My guess is from time to time, we might see a smaller version of her, especially as she's hacking into Covenant and Forerunner tech down the line. But I like the fact that she's actually the same size as everybody else. I think it connects the relationship between John and Cortana in much more of a human and, well, let's just say not as creepy. There's a creep factor, okay? There's always been a creepy factor between the Master Chief Cortana relationship. Halsey is both their moms, and then also Halsey's also kind of Cortana, and Cortana's kind of John's mom figure. It's all very weird. Their whole dynamic and whole relationship is all very weird. And so I like that they're not shying away from the weirdness. I think that has to be there, because I think that's true to the weirdness of the characters and the dynamic that exists there. I liked the visuals. I liked that they didn't try to go so overly Uncanny Valley with Cortana, but at the same time, they didn't try to make her too much of a caricature. So yes, she looks fake, but she's supposed to look fake. She's she's an artificial intelligence, so that works really well. And, you know, I thought that we were going to see more of, I don't know. I think we're probably going to see the evolution, just as we're seeing the evolution of John, we're probably going to see the evolution of Cortana, really both of them kind of rebelling, becoming their own, and then becoming committed to the cause. We see that Cortana is being applied here as kind of like a nanny cam for Halsey and a spy on top of that. You know, we just see that further controlling nature of who that character is. And it's good stuff. Good stuff. All right. And then finally, I want to talk really quick about the Blessed One, this girl that last week I speculated was a Spartan. But now that we've seen more of her backstory, I think we kind of see that she's not necessarily a traditional Spartan, in the sense that I don't think she went through the Spartan program. She may have. They may have done some different things about the Spartan program, but I don't think they did. Everything that they've communicated seems to be, you know, they stole these kids away from their parents. They operated on them. They put them through this kind of reprogramming and everything else. So at her age, if she had already been in the Spartan program, there's no way that she would be back out into the real world. She might be a clone of a Spartan. I guess that's possible. But because, you know, there's clearly something about her that the Covenant was looking for. We don't yet know what that is. But given that we saw the tech in her body, the Covenant-based tech in her body, I'm guessing she is some kind of Covenant Spartan. Again, the idea here is that Spartans can use Forerunner technology. The Covenant worships Forerunner technology. Ergo, they need a Pope. They need a go-between for their tech. And so creating their own Spartan really makes a lot of sense. Totally different from the games. Never got anything like that. But I think it's a great concept, and I'm excited to see where it goes. So anyway, still loving this series. Hope y'all are enjoying it as well. Again, this is just another mini as we continue to watch it. We'll have kind of a full season in review coming with Bell later on. We got a live Flash TV talk headed your way this Sunday too. So be sure to join us on the YouTube channel for that. You can find information at tvtalk.fm. And that's going to do it for us for today. But don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.